Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Guys, I'm always going to be a Cyclone.
But Fred Hoiberg is now a Bull.
American Pharoah has won the Triple Crown!
The 37-year drought ends, and the man with the bacon pants wins the Principal Charity Classic. Time to sound off.
From WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to sound off.
And we have much to discuss tonight. We have another hot topic that just happened with the Cavaliers upsetting the Warriors at Golden State to make that NBA Finals much more interesting, because it was kind of thought that there's no way the Cavs can win, especially at Golden State with just LeBron and four guys from the Y.
Kyrie Irving out for 3 to 4 months. LeBron James having to do it all. Triple-double tonight. Steph Curry, not the MVP tonight. Looked bad. But, man, this is fun now, isn't it?
It is.
We got
it
a series.
Fun. Yeah, 282-9010. You want to talk about that or another sound-off hot topic? Hoiberg's gone. Who's got next? What do you think of Fred Hoiberg's press conference in Chicago and Ames? Who do you think ISU should hire to follow the mayor? 515-282-9010 is the hotline. You'll also find the Sound Off survey with some coaching choices at WHOTV.com. Time to sound off. It still doesn't sound quite right, but it's real. Chicago Bulls coach Fred Hoiberg. Bulls fans long expecting what many Cyclone fans avoided accepting. Hoiberg says 11 NBA teams called, and this time it felt right. Right team, right city, right dream. The timetable for that dream moved up, and moved up for several reasons. Heart surgery, Thibodeau firing, leaving the next ISU coach a stocked cupboard. Hoiberg did well at his Bulls press conference, came across as appreciative, likable, and smart. If anything, Hoiberg talked too much about Iowa State and the players he's leaving behind. You can see how much it pains Fred to disappoint anyone in Cyclone Country, but especially his guys. Those players not only understood their coach's choice, they practically had a social media contest to see who could gush most about love of coach. And it's that connection that leads me to where Hoiberg's exit leads, the next Iowa State head coach. Hoiberg loves ISU, but more importantly, loves those players. No one should question that. There's no one else who understands more than Hoiberg what it takes to recruit and win at Iowa State. Athletics Director Jamie Pollard and ISU President Stephen Leith are smart enough to value Hoiberg's opinion on the next coach. And I think his opinion is that it should be TJ Otzelberger. Otzelberger is also the player's choice, but players always want someone they know versus someone they don't. Hoiberg would not vouch for someone he thinks is going to run the program back into mediocrity. Like Hoiberg 5 years ago, Otzelberger has no head coaching experience, and unlike Hoiberg, he doesn't have NBA GMs on speed dial. But what Otzelberger does have is direct knowledge of what it takes to get good players to Ames and how to win once they arrive. There is no next Fred Hoiberg, not Jeff Hornacek, not anyone. Hornacek wants a new NBA contract, not a Holman Gilbert. But as Johnny Orr, Larry Eustace, Tim Floyd, and even Wayne Morgan proved, coaches not named Fred can win NCAA tournament games at Iowa State. Hilton Magic, the program, the school, are all bigger than one man. The next coach will have the rarest of rookie opportunities, a legitimate top 10 team. After that, he better know how to recruit. Pollard has a more involved president on this search, and that's not a bad thing. The president should have input, but ultimately, you let the athletic director make the choice or you need a new athletic director. You can bet Pollard and Leith have candidates beyond the leaked, and maybe there's a slam dunk near certain to work higher. If so, go for it. If not, go with the guy Hoiberg promoted to associate head coach and later brought back to ISU. He wants the job and has a good idea how to do it. He won't be Hoiberg, but he may not be McDermott either. Besides, Applebee's would love to replace the Hoiberger with the Otzelberger. John?
Keith, let's be honest. With all that talent Iowa State has coming back, even I could coach them to the Sweet 16. In fact, I'd like to publicly make myself a candidate. Jamie Pollard, if you're watching, I'll even take a pay cut. Give me $1 million a year, and I'll run the show just like Fred. Heck, I'll even dance. Speaking of Hoiberg, for any Cyclone fans out there who have ill will towards the mayor, please put away the selfish attitudes, get off your high horse, and be happy for Fred. Now, does it stink the mayor won't be on the sidelines in Ames next year? Of course. But are you really going to get mad at a guy who took his dream job to coach the Chicago Bulls? It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And if it were anyone else, in any other profession, you'd be spewing congratulations up and down. I don't know who's going to coach next year's team. Rumors are swirling, but they better not mess it up. A good season next year will do wonders for 2017, when there will be lots of holes to fill. Finally, I think we may be seeing the end of Tiger Woods. It pains me to say that because I love golf and I love watching Woods in contention, but for whatever reason, Tiger is lost, and it doesn't seem like he'll be finding an answer anytime soon. Woods finished 14 over par this week at the Memorial. He shot an 85 in round three. This is Tiger freaking Woods. He doesn't shoot 85. I'd love to see Tiger win another major, but I highly doubt that will ever happen again.
The question didn't used to be, will he pass Jack Nicklaus? It was by how much.
And when?
And now he's been stuck on 14 for 7 or 8 years.
A long time.
Long, long time. Yeah. That is hard to believe. And you are right. There are some things you can do very similar to Fred Hoiberg, and that's dance. Well, maybe that's the only thing. Let's get to the calls here. Southside Zach will start us off. Zach, what do you think about the week that was Hoiberg watch and the end of Hoiberg watch?
Southside Tiger who?
Southside.
I mean, do you really want to be the coach that comes in after Jesus Christ? I mean, come on, let's not do that to anybody. First of all, Hornacek is the only guy that's going to come in and do anything with the program, and I'm sorry. A couple years in Phoenix, come on. You're not, that team's not going anywhere. All he's going to do is be set up for a failure. So when he comes to Iowa State after whoever does it, after Hoiberg, it's not a big deal. Because let's face it, how did George Raveling do for my Hawkeyes? Not real good. That being said, I love the show. Shout out to B. Ross. Me and him need an AM show on 1460. Let's get this done, Murphy.
All right, Southside.
Does he know that B. Ross has not been here for about 2 years?
He will always be here in spirit. Yeah, right. Craig is in Okoboji. Craig, what do you think?
On the lake.
I think that anybody could come in and do just as well. 3 out of 4 coaches at Iowa State win 60%, just like Hoiberg did, and I think Stacey did a better job in the tournament than Hoiberg. I don't know why we're setting our expectations so low.
Well, I don't know that the expectations are low. Fred Hoiberg took Iowa State to 4 straight NCAA tournaments, first coach to ever do that, won the past 2 Big 12 tournament titles, and took one team to the Sweet 16. But the point, Craig's point is right, though. Larry Eustace won 2 regular season championships and went to an Elite Eight. Those are 2 things that Hoiberg was not able to do in his 5 years.
Let's be honest. Iowa State has a pretty good history in basketball winning. If you get some good players in there, you can win in Ames. A lot easier than in football at Iowa State. Iowa State basketball has a reputation. They've been to the Elite Eight. Fred Hoiberg took the team to the Sweet 16, but that was it. So Hoiberg did great things, but coaches before him have won.
As Johnny Orr once told me, and he probably wasn't the first to say it, but it made the biggest impact, partly because of the amount of swear words were in the sentence. I'll leave those out. But Johnny said, you know what? The team with the best players usually wins.
That's profound.
Yes, it is. We'll get to Christian in a tough one a little bit. More of your calls. But it's time for lookalikes with a local connection. Old Spice directs the show. He also judges. He's a multitasker. Former Iowa State coach Larry Eustace looks like NBC actor David Duchovny, according to Cyclone Brian. Old Spice? That's voted down. Mm-hmm. Dave in West Des Moines thinks Chris Bryant, former iCub, looks like Max Thériault, who plays Dylan on the Bates Motel. Old Spice? All right, let's do better next week.
Was that a double buzzer for this one?
Yeah, I think Old
double
Spice
buzzer.
Hated it. Harrison Barnes hit a big shot in game one. Is there any way the Ames native isn't about to win an NBA championship? Call 515-282-9010. More Sound Off next, because know what's bugging Andy tonight? He'll be back next week. You can like us on Facebook. We would love it. Sound Off Nation is the name. Amy writes, how can you not love this guy?
Love
a genuine, personable, honest, great family guy. Oh, yeah, he knows a thing or two about basketball. He'll win them over in no time by just being Fred. Bittersweet as a Cyclone, but also happy and proud.
Stephanie writes, Otzelberger is Pollard's blessing, and Leith wants a big name because he clearly doesn't understand the dynamic of this team. Bringing in a big name with a different philosophy could be detrimental to their success.
All right, back to live calls here again. Andy just returned from a fishing trip. He'll be back with Tall Tales and What's Bugging Andy next week. Right now, Christian joins us from Ottumwa. Hi, Christian.
How are you guys?
Doing great. Were you able to watch game two of the NBA Finals?
I was.
What'd you think?
Watched the entire second half. Warriors 47-3 at home heading into this game. No Kyrie, no Kevin Love, LeBron still gets it done, triple-double. You know, I don't know how, players, you can't contend for, Jordan's title legacy. So I see this game going seven. Cavs got it. And, love what I saw of Dellavedova. So it's a 2-on-5 the rest of the series, it looks like. So go Cavs.
39 points, 16 rebounds, 11 assists for LeBron James.
I will say, Matthew Dellavedova does not have the offensive abilities that Kyrie Irving does, but he locked down Steph Curry tonight.
He played good defense.
Steph Curry, yeah. I don't know the final stats, 5 of like 22 or something. I mean, this is the MVP, the greatest shooter on the planet. Struggled mightily against Dellavedova. Dellavedova will get in your grill and he'll lock you down. He's a bad matchup for Curry. Curry's going to have to shoot well or else the Warriors might be in trouble a little bit here.
That's what you want, is to not feel like the series is just over after two games, and now it seems at least somewhat suspenseful. Bob is in Pleasant Hill. Bob, what'd you think of Fred Hoiberg's exit from Iowa State?
I wish him all the greatest success in the world, but I think he made the biggest mistake of his entire life.
Why do you think so?
Well, he has built over 5 years of perennial power. If he would have stayed at Iowa State, he would have a dynasty next to Duke, Kansas, and South Carolina. But the most important thing he's missing is he could be flooding the NBA with kids that come through his program and continue on. That could have, should have been his legacy to the NBA and to himself.
Well, I understand, Bob, why you might want that, but what Fred wants to do is coach in the NBA, and he wants to coach the Chicago Bulls. So what you want and what some fans want, it's not what he wants right now, and you must understand that, right?
I understand it, and I'm wishing him well, but time has shown that it's a 5-year, 6-year spurt, but then what does he do?
Well, he'll have a lot of money and he can retire. He's 42 years old. He's already said he's not coaching forever. So
he's 42 with a bad heart.
Yeah, I don't see him coaching past 50. So 5 or 6 years, that puts him close to 50.
And believe me, if he wants to go back to the college game at some point,
easily could.
He will easily be
able
to.
And let's say one more thing. Fred did incredible things at Iowa State, but as we pointed out before, he did not lead them to the Final Four. He did not lead them to the Elite Eight. Okay, they made the Sweet 16 once. Mm-hmm. So Fred Hoiberg will never be able to be replaced by any name person. But you can still have the same amount of success as Hoiberg, maybe more. Because I think a lot of this that people are upset about is the name Fred Hoiberg leaving Iowa State.
Well, you're never going to have an icon like
that's
that.
That's the icon
around.
Leaving. Yeah. The success can be matched. Many coaches have had more success than Hoiberg, but it's that name and that icon status that people don't want to see him go, and I understand that.
And he always represents Iowa State exactly
perfectly.
The way
yeah.
a fan would want.
He's perfect.
American Pharoah is now a legend, but he doesn't have a legendary name. It's misspelled, for goodness sakes. Who's in your 5 best horse names and more of your life takes? 282-9010. That's next. Follow us on Twitter at SoundOff13. Jeff writes, why can't ISU go big for a basketball coach? How about Mark Few, offer him at least $2.5 million, which is double his current salary?
Pretty sure a lot of our programs have already tried to get Mark Few out of Gonzaga. Brandon tweets, the five stages of a Bulls fan. Number one, who? Number two, no. Number three, oh, great, we're actually hiring him. Number four, give him a chance. Number five, love him.
Well done, Brandon. Brad says, pretty sure I still have my mid-90s Bulls starter jacket lying around somewhere. Hashtag Hoiberg, hashtag Chicago Bulls.
I had one of those. Brett tweets, I just have to say, Sound Off 13 is possibly the greatest sports show of all time.
That's a promo.
Should be on national TV at this
That's
point.
That's a promo.
We agree, Brett. Plus, your check is in the mail.
All right, who's in your five best Triple Crown horse names? Number five, War Admiral, 1937 Triple Crown winner. Number four, Sunday Silence, 1989 Preakness winner. Number three, Real Quiet, 1998 Derby winner. Number two, Seattle Slough, the 1977 Triple Crown winner. And number one, Thunder Gulch, the 1995 Derby winner. That's just a good name, Thunder Gulch. Joe is in Norwalk. Joe, what do you think about the Triple Crown drought ending?
I was so happy to see it. I hadn't looked that forward to a sporting event in a while as I did the Triple Crown this weekend. And I was tired of hearing people who say they want to make it easier. I think the fact that it was as hard as it was and it's taken as long as it has had made it that much better.
The hard is what makes it great. Yes, that's true. It was starting to feel like it might never happen.
Yeah.
And this horse dominated this race. It could have gone another half mile. He would have, I think, been ahead by even more.
Now, one thing I know, I've had people ask me this, and I'm kind of curious, too. How come there were only seven horses in this race? And, you know, the Kentucky Derby has, like, 20. Mm-hmm. Preakness maybe had, I think, 8 to 10. This one only had seven. You may not even know. Is there a reason that they keep dwindling down?
They do. If the horse doesn't win, place, or show in the Derby, they usually don't put the horse in the Preakness because it's thought to be too tough on the horses to run three times in 5 weeks. So American Pharoah was the only horse that ran all three races. And we had the Iowa-owned horse.
He ran in the Derby, and then he ran
skipped the Preakness, and then ran again. One quick thought here from Joe in Des Moines on Fred Hoiberg. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Good. What do you think, Joe?
Hey, I think it's a good move for both parties. I feel like Iowa State got a good recruiting class for the next couple of years. I feel also Fred took the money. But at the same time, I feel like this was a job that he deserved and nobody else deserved for years to come. And I feel it's a win-win for both situations.
Thank you, Joe. He went to college in Iowa, but now she's on the cover of Vanity Fair. Face Off on Sound Off next. You can always email the show, soundoff@whotv.com, to all of my fellow Hawkeye fans out there who are taking great pleasure in Fred leaving the Cyclones for the Bulls. Just remember this, he's taking the Hoiberger with him, and that makes us all losers. Shane in Marshalltown.
I can attest. Yeah. Those were good.
Those were good.
Time for Face Off. Murph, you ready?
Willing and able too, John.
I was not even alive the last time we had a Triple Crown winner prior to Saturday.
I was.
I was beginning to wonder if it was even possible.
Not just you. Many people wondered, and some thought it no longer possible. American Pharoah is the only horse to run all three races in 5 weeks, and that put him at a disadvantage. And the 12 Triple Crown contenders before American Pharoah all failed to win the Belmont, but American Pharoah did it, and it was really cool. I had goosebumps.
Love that call down the stretch. You think this elevates horse racing at all?
No. Ratings were already high, and one Triple Crown winner isn't going to suddenly make people join horse racing fantasy leagues, but it can only help. It's really cool.
Bills running back LeSean McCoy essentially accused former coach Chip Kelly of being a racist, but McCoy won't elaborate. Is he right to do that?
Heck no. You can't just say someone cuts players because they're black and then offer no explanation or evidence. It's unfair. It's reckless.
The most anticipated NBA Finals in a long time suddenly seems more interesting. Series now tied one game apiece after the Cavs win tonight.
Yeah, when Kyrie Irving went down, many said the series was over. But when you have the best player in the world, you can win. LeBron James is great, and he's just one man. But if the Cavs are going to win, James is going to have to be great for three more games. It's possible. They took a huge step tonight.
1-1 going back to Cleveland. He's no Jordan, though. 6-0, baby. 6-0.
You're still pushing.
A new book claims Allen Iverson was drunk when he talked about practice.
Drunk? Talking about practice?
Practice. What are we talking about?
Drunk practice?
We're talking about practice, man.
That would explain a lot.
We're talking about practice. Bruce Jenner was once the world's greatest athlete. Now he's a she, and she's Caitlyn Jenner.
I can't quite get my mind around this. I'm not going to pretend I can relate or completely understand it or even know anyone who's been through something similar. I'm all for anyone doing whatever makes himself or herself happy, and as long as it's not hurting anyone, great. If being Caitlyn makes the former Bruce happy, more power to her, maybe it will help someone else. But we also need to keep in mind the interview and magazine cover are also ads for Jenner's new reality show, which I have no interest in watching.
Me either. If Caitlyn Jenner didn't break the internet, Jim Harbaugh did. Harbaugh played shirts and skins, and the skins part brought all kinds of comments about the body.
He has a new nickname, Harbaugh. That's just cruel. Dude doesn't look bad for 51, right? I mean, come on. I'm starting to rethink my idea of doing next week's show shirtless.
Yes. Please do. Please do.
Sound off survey results of the reported candidates, and there are likely more. Who do you think should be the next ISU coach? Otzelberger running away with it, 77%. Very little support for the just reported Lavelle Moten of NC Central. Let's get one quick thought from Big Charles in Woodward. Hi, Big Charles.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on the Pro Bowl. They're still not calling traveling, but the Cavaliers are playing defense. Go Cavs.
Apparently they're not calling fouls either because LeBron was essentially tackled once.
He
was hacked. Mozgov traveled a couple times tonight. LeBron on that play traveled, but he also got raked across the arm 7 times. So I think they're just allowing him to play football now on the basketball court.
We're back next week. We hope you are too.
We leave you with the sound off, send off history at the Belmont Stakes.
Goosebumps.
Makes his run for glory as they come into the final furlong. Frosted is second with 1/8 of a mile to go. American Pharoah's got a 2-length lead. Frosted is all out at the 16th pole. And here it is.